My name is Betty Martin. I'm the library supervisor at their library, and we're looking forward to the Author Festival next month. We have about 38 authors so far, so we're really excited about that. We have lots of activities planned.
My name is Marcos Chavez, and I'm the technology trainer here at the library, and I also coordinate a lot of the events. And like Betty said, we have 38 authors that are going to be coming to this year's Authors Festival. And we also have some really big names. I think they're really big names, such as Simon J. Ortiz, who's a very well-known poet from the Southwest. And we also have a poet named Jason Yersic, who has some ties here in town. And the poet laureate from the Navajo Nation and the former poet laureate from Albuquerque.
It begins April 7th. The opening reception is at 6 o'clock. Jason Yersic will be opening the reception of the festival, so we'll have him speaking afterwards at 6:30. And then on Saturday, which is April 8th, we'll have the main event. All the authors will set up to be selling and signing their books. And there's a few authors have programs scheduled throughout the day.
We have a lot of activities going on Saturday. We start off with Jeff Berg in the morning, who's going to talk about filmmaking in New Mexico, and he's going to show clips of Navajos and other Native Americans who have starred in films that were made here in New Mexico. After that, we have Kenneth Ciautua from the Zuni Pueblo, who's going to talk about the mural project that he's been doing in Zuni, and about the article that he wrote a few years ago pertaining to the project that they're doing. And then we also have Nasario Garcia, who is a well-known author in the Southwest. He has many different titles, I think 30 different titles to be exact. And he'll be speaking at 11:30 doing some storytelling. And then later on in the day, we have a bunch of different panels. We have a panel on nonfiction diversity, a poetry diversity panel, a fiction panel on diversity. Everything's connected to diversity, in case you haven't figured that out. And then we also have a local panel on diversity. And the reason that everything's diversity-based is because our secondary theme for the Authors Festival is unity through diversity. And so a lot of our presentations will be around that idea of diversity and unity. Our keynote speaker is Simon Ortiz, and he'll be giving his keynote address at 1 o'clock. In the afternoon, we also have Mark Rudd, who's a well-known activist from the 1960s, and he's going to talk about his book that he wrote. Over at the Children's Branch, we have a bunch of activities that are going to begin at 2 o'clock. We have Ross Van Dusen, who's a children's author. They're going to be doing a special program where they're going to read a story called The Crocodog, and they're going to do a coloring project. And then after that, we have Alexandra Diaz, who's going to read from her book. And then Anita Puella and Nasario Garcia are going to help out, do some storytelling and some special bookmaking projects with the children. And then back up here at the main library, we have the Hillerman Prize winners, C.B. McKenzie and Kevin Wolf. One won the prize in 2013, the other in 2015, if I'm not mistaken. And they're going to talk about their experiences writing in the Southwest and how they were able to win this prestigious award, the Hillerman Prize.
And is the Hillerman Prize one for mystery writers?
It is. It's just for mystery writers, and I believe just for incoming first-time mystery writers.
Writers, their books are based on Southwest.
Competition for the Edgar.
Yes.
Right.
Which I believe we had somebody who had won the Edgar. It might have been Kevin Wolf. I think he had won the Edgar for a previous book.
How many opportunities will there be for members of the public to interact with the authors directly? Will it be more a case of a few authors speaking to an audience? Will there be some Q&A opportunities for some?
They'll have all day Saturday pretty much to interact with them, because they'll be set up to sell and sign books, and they can talk to them then. And then the panels, they're each scheduled to either do a presentation or a panel. So they'll be doing something throughout the day.
Will the discussions on the panels be as much about the marketing of their work, how they became writers? Will there be some discussion of the craft itself?
There'll be a little bit of both. Some of the authors are going to read excerpts from their books. Some are going to talk about their experiences. But what we try to do is give the authors a few minutes to just talk and say whatever it is that they want to say. And then we save time at the end for people to ask questions of any kind of questions that they want of the people in the panel. So that'll be a good time for a Q&A and to just interact with the authors in a different level.
And if there are any published authors locally that may not have been approached, is it possible that if they hear about this that they might approach the library to see if there might be interest?
Yes. We've already printed our brochures, so there won't be any anything in there, no advertising for them. But they're welcome to contact us and let us know if they can come. We can make a room for them.
So what's this I hear about an article coming up on the conference?
Yes, it will be featured in the New Mexico Magazine in the April edition. So right before the author festival, it'll be in there. We sent pictures of some of the authors, and so we put it in the event calendar. They picked it up, and they're going to feature in the magazine in April.
This is happening Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th. For full details, is there going to be an online schedule of events that people can look at?
Yes. We'll be putting on our webpage. Right now it's on our Facebook page. We created an event, so it's on there. All the scheduling is on there as well.
And if you're looking for the Octavia Flynn Public Library on Facebook, what would you look for?
If you do a search on Facebook for Octavia Flynn Public Library, it'll pop right up.
It might be easier to find a link for Facebook on the library website page. So what is the library website?
GallupLibrary.com. GallupLibrary.com.
So if you go to GallupLibrary.com, you can probably find a link for Facebook.
It's right on top. And also, I wanted to mention that we have some vendors coming. There is a Rio Grande Press, LPD Rio Grande Press. They'll be here selling books. And Homegrown Authors, they're from Santa Fe, they're coming. I think Selena Bookshelf is coming also. So there'll be at least three vendors that I know of for sure.
So how did this particular event come together? Was this something that other libraries have done? Is this based on something that has happened here before?
Well, I've been to other festivals. UNM had something similar a few years ago, and I went to that one, and then they had one in Moriarty, but I think it was the library, and they were coordinating with another group, so it wasn't just the library. They had a lot going on too. So we started, the first year we did it, it was pretty small. It was kind of experimenting and getting a feel for everything. And second year, last year was the biggest one. We had a lot of authors last year, and this year I think we've even gotten even more authors. And so it gets easier because as people hear about it, they authors contact us and, can I come? Sure. You know, it's been easier. The first year was the hardest because I didn't know what to expect or anything. But it's getting easier, but it's a lot more work because it's a lot more authors. We probably need a bigger venue next time around because we keep doubling authors.
I think you mentioned that we have a Zuni artist who will be represented. I'm sure that there are many artists who also write, many musicians who also write books and such. Some presentations that may have cultural relevance. With regard to Zuni murals and things of that nature, might there be more than a basic presentation? And might there be some slides or other examples that might be shown of the work, for example?
Well, Kenneth, he's been to our library before to give his presentation, but he does have an excellent slideshow that shows a lot of the murals that they've done and great pictures of the Zuni work down there. It's just beautiful to see it. Unfortunately, the only way to see it right now is through the slideshow because it's closed off for renovations. I guess they're having some structural problems with the building. So if you want to see what the murals look like in the old Zuni Mission. You're going to have to come to the presentation and see his pictures. Kenneth will be presenting at 11 o'clock in the morning in the library's southwest room. We divide up the library into two sections. We have the southwest area, which is on the left-hand side of the library, and then we have our meeting room area. So there'll be things going on in both rooms throughout the day.
If someone listening doesn't have internet, they would like to find out more about it, how would they reach somebody at the library to ask a question?
We actually have a lot of handouts that we're going to be giving out pertaining to the Authors Fest. So if you come to the library, we can give you a copy of the schedule. We can give you a bookmark with reminders on times and special events, and even a list of all the authors that are going to be present. So just come by the library and we'll be happy to hook you up.
Any other events coming up that you think might be of particular interest?
The Teen Film Festival is going to take place at the end of April. Right now the teens are making their films, getting ready to turn them in. They're due on April 1st, but on April 29th, it'll be a Saturday evening, the teens are going to get together at El Moro, and they're going to watch their movies and see what they created. And there'll be prizes awarded. I believe they're going to do a judge's prize and a fan favorite prize. And it's a great opportunity to see what the youth in the area are coming up with. The movies are always entertaining. And our children's librarian, Ann Price, has really been working hard to get everything together and make sure that we're ready to go and El Moro's ready to go, because it's really a neat thing to watch these films on the big screen.
And if I might make a suggestion, have a film festival that opens it up, including youth and late bloomers and everybody in between.
That's a great idea.
We'll combine both libraries.
the Generations Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I like it.
Certainly in many native cultures, that generational aspect culture is very important, and the generational aspect of storytelling folds right into filmmaking.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In fact, you can kind of see that sometimes in the films. Last year, I had the opportunity to host the film festival, and one of the films was done by this younger group of kids, but their father had helped them a little bit, and you can see how there was that nice generational thing there, because he's an aspiring actor, been a part of movies, and he's even acted in a lot of the films that were made in this area, so he's a face that you recognize, and seeing that his kids also have that same interest, and you know, they kind of worked together to make this film was a really neat thing to see.
Anything else that you might want to mention while you have the microphone?
Well, it's going to be a good time for everybody, so everybody come in and join us.
Library always has a lot of free events every month, so always check out and see what we have happening at the library. This summer reading program is going to be coming up around the corner at the Children's Library, and that's always a great time too.
On the subject of media and creation, the library in the past has had filmmaking, video workshops, has a makers club now. You know, those things could come together very easily.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know our Ann Price, again, our children's librarian, has been working really hard to try and incorporate things together. And the theme for the summer reading this year is building a better future, I believe. And so a lot of the projects that are going to happen this summer have to do with building and creating and using that STEM idea of, you know, science, technology, engineering, math, and putting it all together. And with the 3D printers that are coming out and people are really starting to use, we just got one for the children's library that Anne is planning to use a lot this summer. So that's a great opportunity for kids who have no idea what 3D printing is to get involved, learn how to do it, and try out a new technology.
Prototyping you.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Betty and Marcus. Again, the Octavia Fillon Public Library hosting the Authors Festival with a reception Friday evening, April 7th at 6 here at the main library. And then with workshops or presentations starting as early as 11. With a Zuni muralist, and then a keynote address by 1 p.m. with Simon Ortiz, and then other presentations, including events at the Children's Library by 2 or so.
That's right.
How late will that festival go?
4 o'clock.
Until 4 o'clock.
Right.
All right. And for more information, you can stop by the library or go to their website.
GallupLibrary.com.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.